What's up?
Hamilton is coming to Disney Plus. Is that like the real Hamilton?
It is the absolute. I spent $777 to see Hamilton.
Wow.
And this is July 3rd for the 4th of July weekend.
Right. What happened is way back when, you know how everybody says, oh, I wish they had the original cast.
Yeah.
I wish you could see the original cast. And they decided to film it, but they didn't tell anybody that they filmed it. And so they spent 3 days, you know, working around, making sure they got all the shots they needed and made it really look good, and decided that they were going to release it in theaters at some time next year. Well, here we are. There's no content. You can't go to the theater. What are we going to do? And I think the thing that really triggered it was they said that any movies that stream this year would also be eligible for Oscars.
Oh.
So they decided that they were going to release it at what better time? Because usually that 4th of July weekend is a big weekend for movies. And so here's a way for them to make a ton of money just by having it on a streaming service, because everybody's actually going to spend, what, $6.99 or whatever it is for Disney Plus. It'll be huge. Huge.
So that's pretty exciting news then, right, Bruce?
It'll be the best seat in my house.
Yeah, and it doesn't stop them from later making it into a movie where you actually have like them walking around streets of things. They won't have to just be stuck. So you get the best of both worlds. And I really think that might happen too, is that they'll announce, well, now that we're back in production, we can do a real version of Hamilton where he'll be walking around, you know, the colonies and he'll be in New York and doing his thing. And then you'll see him at Congress and you'll see him trying to be president and all that stuff. So I think it's going to be good.
So this will look like a stage, like you're sitting in the theater
right.
on Broadway. It'll look, you'll see the stage.
Right, right. It'll feel like you're at the theater.
So we just saved $777.
You did. The only thing is you probably won't get the merchandise that I have.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
I'll be wearing all the t-shirts that day and drinking from the mug and looking at my souvenir program. But you'll still have the same stuff. Knowing them, it's Disney that's putting it out. They're just as mercenary, and they'll find a way to sell you stuff, too.
So Disney Plus is going to make money off of it. Hamilton, the actors, will they get paid royalties?
Oh, yeah. And,
oh,
you know, they all own a percentage of the rights to Hamilton.
Oh.
So they don't want it to stop as a play, because then they're going to lose out on their 1% of the profit. But, yeah, they want it to keep going, too.
So the more they diversify, the more money they have coming in.
This is a cash cow. There's even in New York, there's even a Hamilton store. So if you want to go buy the merchandise but you don't want to see the show, you can still do that. Just a freestanding store across the street from the theater.
See, we knew if there was anyone that would have detailed information, it would be you. So, Bruce, thanks a lot for the information.
Yes, and remember, you're going to be in the room where it happened.
That's right.